Hello, everyone. It's time for Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 312, season 13. Today's date is March 5th, 2024, and welcome to the program. On today's program, I'm going to talk about the Jackson Park CTA Rapid Transit Station. That's located on East 63rd Street and South Stony Island Avenue in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Chicago. I'll talk about my memories of that and its history. Also, I'll talk about the 50th anniversary of the TV show Big Blue Marble. A lot of people forgot about this, and I remembered this program when I was a kid. So before I get started, the program will go into a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Datril Pain Medication. I don't remember this. It's like Tylenol. So here's a commercial from 1984. So sit back and relax, and I'll be right back with the program, folks. Thank you.
When I've got a splitting headache, I want what works. And Extra Strength Datril has been working for me every bit as well as Extra Strength Tylenol since I switched. And now I know why. Datril is the exact same aspirin-free pain reliever and strength as Extra Strength Tylenol. Exactly the same. I know because I asked my doctor. Yet Extra Strength Tylenol can cost so much more. So I'm staying with Datril. Why would anyone pay that much more for the same relief?
Datril from Bristol-Myers.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the commercial for Datril pain medication. It's like Tylenol. It was very, I wouldn't say popular in the 1980s, but I saw a lot of commercials of this on television. I don't know exactly when it started, maybe 82, 83, and then it disappeared. I don't know what happened. Maybe there was something wrong with what was in it. Or maybe Tylenol became very popular because you remember in the early 80s, Tylenol had a big scandal, you know, with the tampering in Chicago. Someone emailed me and asked me, why don't you do something like that on a podcast? And I said, maybe I will, because that's, you know, it's kind of depressing, but, you know, I might. You never know about that. But I totally forgot about Datril. You know, it also came in Datril 500. I think the 500 means the milligrams. So the, I can't even say that word, acetatombin. I can't say it. That's the ingredient that's in Tylenol. I still use Tylenol. You know, my doctors always tell me for pain, and it helps. To tell you the truth, I'm old fashioned. I like aspirin. That helped me a lot, but I haven't used aspirin in a long time. So some people can use it, but sometimes it upsets people's stomachs, so they don't use that. Tylenol's more milder. Aleve is good. Don't take, what's the other one? Advil. Ooh, that's strong. Whew, I took one and went, oh my God. Ugh. No, I wouldn't take that. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I mentioned I'm going to talk about the Jackson Park CTA Rapid Transit Station that was located at East 63rd Street and South Stony Island in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Chicago. Also, I will talk about the 50th anniversary of the a children's television show, Big Blue Marble. Before I get started, I want to mention a couple things. One, a happy note. Today's my mother's birthday. I want to wish my mom a happy birthday. She's 89, and I love her. She has been with me all through my life, and especially through my illness, my recovery. She always gives me her 100%, 1,000% support. We disagree on a few things, so, but I love her. I really do. And that's wonderful. And thank God. And she's still driving. I won't reveal her age. I won't do that. So yeah, she's still driving. So that's great. And people are just amazed and shocked. Yeah, she's doing well. She cooks every day. Every single day she'll make something. I'm not allowed in her kitchen. I can, but she'll criticize. So, but I learned. I've watched. So I do help her. I help her whatever I can. Okay. Second of all, I just found out that Facebook and Instagram are down. And it started about after 9 o'clock before I get started on the podcast. And I'm refreshing my pages. My feeds, and I go, what's going on? And, they're all down. And then the last thing I check, I go to X, formerly Twitter. Yeah, there's an outage. It's like 400,000. I go, wow, that's a lot. Ooh, that's a big one. Somebody pulled the plug. I hope it'll be restored. I'm sure it will, probably soon. But, I've seen memes and pictures of people, like, they get into a panic mode. Like, oh, it's down. What am I going to do? We're doomed. Oh, my God. Well, I'm like that in a way. I hope it's fixed, because I just posted today's my mom's birthday, and I'm starting to get the responses, from people I know. They want to wish her a happy birthday, and then all of a sudden, nothing. Zero. Stuff because you keep they ask you to log in all the time, and that doesn't work. It's not hacked, I don't believe. No, hopefully they'll get this fixed. They will get this fixed. This all includes Threads, so I don't know. We'll see what happens. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the Jackson Park CTA Rapid Transit Station in Chicago. You're asking, why am I talking about this of an old L station in the past? Well, I'll tell you why. Years ago, like in the 50s and the 60s, my father owned property on 63rd Street along near Stony Island. He owned about maybe two or three buildings. This is before he got married. Because he came to America with the help of his uncle. He owned, I don't know exactly sure, I think like a bar or a store. It wasn't exactly sure. I went there a couple times when I was a kid. By that time, Woodlawn was starting to decline. And it was getting really rough. But my father held on to the property until like 1980. And the city bought the property. And and right now it's a YMCA. So that's great. That's wonderful. So my dad got not a fair amount, but he should have got more. But, that's how it is. So, yeah, I won't go into that. That's kind of personal. It's kind of disappointing. Anyway, but I was fascinated by the L. When I was a little kid, I saw the L in the buses. Like, for example, the 63rd Street bus that used to, turn on Stony Island. And it would go south and turn on 64th Street and then make a right on, I don't know if it's Harper Avenue, I think, and then would turn there and go west on 63rd. Also, there were other bus routes at the time. There was, I don't know if one Drexel Hyde Park was there. No, I don't think so. But the other one was, I talked about this bus route on a previous podcast episode, was the 27th South Deering route. That one was, that went to the South Shore neighborhood and the South Chicago neighborhood of Chicago. And when I was little, I used to see this bus all the time. My mom knew someone who was a bus driver. And that was a good route. You know, we'd take that. And my mom used to take that bus route. We would go shopping to South Chicago on Commercial Avenue, go to Goblatz. There was Children's Bargain Town. There was Gassman's clothing store. Other stores like that, Woolworths, you know. But that bus also, its starting point was at 63rd and Stony Island. So if you got off the L, you would take that bus and it'll take you right there to the neighborhood. Or I think the number 5, Jeffrey, would take you there. Also, the Jeffrey Express, I think. Either one like that. And when my father, when he came home late from work, you know, he worked nights and he came home about 1 o'clock in the morning when we lived in South Shore. He would take the IC, which was the Illinois Central. Now it's Metro. And, but he took the Jackson Park train, which was called B, because it was the B train. And that would go to Howard. You know, it would take you all the way to Howard Street on the north side. You know, with the, you know, the trains were green and, you know, white, like that. And I remember, we got on the term, you know, we're waiting on the platform, you know, in the station. I remember I posted a picture yesterday of that big sign says Jackson Park. You know, I'm trying to find a platform sign. That'd be kind of cool. And it was nice, you know, like that. So that was the end of the line. The history of this, I want to make sure that I get this right, you know. It opened May 12, 1893, and it didn't connect just to buses. It connected to streetcars, you know, at the time, you know, the surface lines and the motor coaches. And for a while, the line continued all the way to the transportation building at the World's Columbian Exposition, and that was held from 1893 to 1894. So that was at Jackson. So in 1893 on Halloween, it was closed and making, first it was called Stony Island, Jackson Park, then Jackson Park. First it was called Stony Island. I don't know what the other one was called. So that was a big deal because that time it was like a big fair and all that. A lot of people went there. It was very nice, you know, like that. Anyway, there were a lot of business alongside 63rd Street. And then the 60s came, and then there was turmoil and the change, and all the buildings were torn down. And eventually, there was some structural defects on the Dorchester Bridge. That's like before Stony Island. It was a stop there. You know, they decided not to fix it or something. So they just tore it down. You know, they got rid of it. So they had to tear it down from that. And then they decided to tear down Jackson Park Terminal. And then it would stop off at University Avenue. Now that's tore down. And now the L stops at Cottage Grove at 63rd Street. I went to the neighborhood one day years ago. You know, it was daytime, it was quiet. You know, I was careful. And I drove from, you know, State Street to all the way to Cottage Grove. And then after Cottage Grove, it's nothing. No L. No elevated train. It was weird seeing that. And most were empty lots, but they build new houses there and look nice. Very nice. Businesses, not too many. Then when I got to where my father's properties were located, there was the YMCA, and I'm looking at it, and it looks bizarre. And I had tears in my eyes that my dad owned that, you know? It was sad. It really was. Yeah. And it just looks strange. Very strange. Across the street from the businesses, I think there was a hotel. I forgot the name of it. Nearby was Hyde Park, is Hyde Park High School. It's still there, you know. And, you know, Jackson Park, to me, that's a beautiful park. It really is. So it just looks strange. And I'm driving around like that. And then I just left and went home. You know, I don't think I would go back again because I'm too emotional. It's just sad. I go through Google Maps and see, which is okay, but I couldn't do it. I heard Woodlawn is coming up. It's starting to be nice now, which is great because of the Obama Library. You know, they're doing construction. I hope this will help the neighborhood. I really do. This would be great. But a lot of people are against it because of the property taxes will go high. Well, that's normal. That's how it is. But it'll be good for the neighborhood anyway. So, you know, but then 63rd Street turns into Hayes Drive and you drive there. And there's that famous gold statue. I forgot the name of it. It'll take you to the beach. I never went to that beach. No, I went to Rainbow Beach at 75th Street. You know, and so that was special to me. You know, when I rode the L one time, we did a couple of times when we were younger, when we went downtown. And so that was fun trips. It really was, you know. Like that. That's a shame. It really is. Okay. Right now, I'm going to talk about the television show Big Blue Marble. I totally forgot about this show, and I just noticed it. You know, I was doing research yesterday. That was a half-hour children's television program that aired from 1974 to 1983 in syndication. In Chicago, it aired on WFLD TV, Channel 32, and then on some PBS stations, I think, but I don't remember on Channel 11, on WTTW. I don't remember. I remember on Channel 32. And it was like, it's like children, the overview of this show was, it's children around the world, and they have a pen pal club. You know, if you write, then you have a pen pal. You know, somebody you never met. You know, and you write a letter. I don't think kids do that today. So, the name of the show refers to the appearance of the Earth as a giant marble, and it was a famous photograph taken in December 1972. By the crew of Apollo 17. That's where they got that. I didn't ever do that until now. And each episode features a segment about the real life of a boy and a girl. One American, one foreign. And they would talk about subjects like ecology or other things that were going on. And they were sent, the letters were sent in Santa Barbara, California. And the character of Big Blue Marble, he was an animated character. He was voiced by executive producer Robert Weimer, like that. And this was funded by the company ITT. And it stood for International Telephone and Telegraph. then they change the names and all that. And they, you know how companies are. They keep changing the names, and you know, it's like Bob Bell. So I did watch it when I was a kid. It was on like in the afternoon, I don't know, about 3:30, 4 o'clock. When I was a kid, I thought it was boring, you know, to watch that. I wanted to watch cartoons. That's like, for example, Magilla Gorilla, or sitcoms on Channel 9, like Gilligan's Island, The Flintstones, Speed Racer, Prince Planet, all of those shows. But then when I got older, I started watching and I appreciated it later on. And it was very educational, and I liked it. It was very, very entertaining. And some children were featured on the show. Like, for example, there was Sarah Jessica Parker. She appeared on it. There was, who else? Tisha Campbell from Martin. She was on that. And others. So I had no idea. We didn't know then. They also released the album of songs from the show titled Big Blue Marble. That came out in 1974. Okay. So I will play the theme song of Big Blue Marble. This is the introduction. And I'm going to come back. I'll talk a little bit more about the show, and I'll close the program. Okay. So I'll be right back, folks. Thank you.
Getting closer. Perspectives start to change. Things look a little strange as we get closer. Closer, growing closer. No need to be afraid. Our troubles start to fade as we get closer. Together is a word we must learn to understand. If we ever want to get to know each other better, together is a word that holds tomorrow in its hand. Tomorrow's just another day to get together and get closer.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the introduction of Big Blue Marble. There are episodes on YouTube if you care to watch. As a matter of fact, the first one is there if you'd like to watch it. I watched a little bit, but I'm going to rewatch it. I'm going to watch the whole thing. And, I've seen clips of it. I liked it. It's very good. It's the program. Very educational. We need that today. Like that. Like I said before, I don't remember being on PBS. No, not really. But I didn't know it lasted that long. I had no idea. I thought it was there for just a couple of years, maybe 3 or 4. And that was it. So that's that. Okay. All right. So that'll be all for this show. I'll do a recap of what I talk about. I talk about the Jackson Park CTA Rapid Transit Station. That was located at East 63rd Street and South Stony Island Avenue in the Woodlawn neighborhood of Chicago. Also, I also talk about the 50th anniversary of the children's television series Big Blue Marble. This podcast will be it will be published. Whatever podcasts are available, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, also Breaker, Overcast. If you click on those apps or tap on those apps, excuse me, just hit follow and you'll probably get a notification of when's the next episode. Also, it'll be posted on my blog, vanishedchicagoland.blog. Also, it'll be on my YouTube channel. Again, people have asked me, where do I find your podcast? Where do I find your podcast? You can find it on YouTube. And just do a search, Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Click subscribe. You'll get a notification. You can listen. You can listen to previous episodes if you like. A couple of people told me they binge listening or binge watching. They're doing that, which is great. That's wonderful. Also, be sure to my social media accounts. Not all of them are available at the moment. So hopefully, eventually, it'll be on Facebook, X, Instagram, Threads, LinkedIn, Reddit, and also Blue Sky. I hope it comes up. I'm going through the X feed, formerly Twitter. It's hilarious. People are panicking. Or they're putting up memes like, oh, we're doomed, and all kinds of stuff. And it's the outages are growing, so hopefully it'll be resolved. I hope so. I'm sure it will. People have to be optimistic. They got to have faith. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand it. I don't want to understand it anymore. Okay. So, this is Pico Sanchez, your host for Vanishing Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. Everyone, enjoy your day. It's a little cool, not like yesterday. It was in the 70s. I went for a walk yesterday for the first time. I'm still tired. I'm still fatigued, from the medication. But I went for about 15 laps, and I was exhausted. So, just lie down. I'm a little tired still. But I'm glad I did. I had to get fresh air. And it'd be like in the 40s. So hopefully the rest of the week will be warmer. So here's Bye Bye for Me. And here's a little traveling music with Ray Rayner saying bye, bye, bye. Take care, everyone. And so long. And I hope to do another episode on Saturday, on this weekend. Okay. Bye, bye.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.